You're hearing the sound of a small, 1-foot-tall robot that has 4 wheels and is moving across the ground here at Cal State Channel Islands in Camarillo as it attempts to pick up blocks with its grippers and drop them on a home base.
You really have to learn to make everything work in concert. All of the motors, all of the wheels, all of the different elements. We have sonar, we have GPS, we have a lot of different things.
Jeremiah Paltridge is a sophomore studying computer science.
Learning to make all that work in concert with the software and hardware that we have is definitely an interesting experience.
He's working with 23 other CSUCI students to develop an algorithm or computer code that will allow 3 robots that they've built to collect the most blocks, which represent ice or other resources that could potentially be discovered on the Martian surface.
Our students have to write code which observes what the sensors are detecting and then write computer programs to tell the robot where to go next and what to do next. So it's completely autonomous, much like a self-driving car.
Jason Isaacs, assistant professor of computer science, says his team is one of 40 college teams across the country competing in what NASA is calling a swarmathon that aims to improve space exploration with swarm robotics.
Say you have 100, you can't have 100 control rooms full of engineers driving each one. So they have to be smart enough to drive themselves, so to speak. So they have to be able to interact with each other, not run into each other, be able to signal to each other.
These small robots can work faster and more efficiently than a conventional rover. NASA says its Mars exploration rover, named Opportunity, spent 11 years searching 26 linear miles on Mars. But it would only take 8 hours for 20 of these small robots to accomplish the same task. So NASA has turned to colleges to further advance technology for future space missions and to improve students' skills in computer science and robotics. In a computer science lab, students are working vigorously on their algorithms.
This black one here has already found a cube, and it's going to pick it up, and it's going to move right back, and so is this white one.
Kelsey Geiger, a junior, uses a simulator to watch her code play out on a computer monitor, which looks much like a video game.
There are sometimes multiple approaches, sometimes there's only one approach. It's all about like discovering these approaches. It's not really like we know the solution and we're just writing the code for it. It's very much a process.
Outside, students test and refine their algorithm with one robot collecting blocks. Sometimes it works. Other times, it doesn't.
Whenever we click all autonomous right before it connects, it does this.
As Nicole Dubin, a junior, encounters.
It's definitely challenging. It requires a lot of time to like spend just like understanding what it is it's trying to do so that way you can know how to tell it what to do.
But Jeremiah Paltridge says the experience is worth all the effort.
It's a very satisfying field to be in where you can create something, spend hours behind a computer screen, typing away late into the night, all that, and then you come out the next day, you plug your code in, and you see a robot running around, picking up cubes, doing what you told it to do.
In Camarillo, Deborah Green, KCLU News.